In Egypt, the Christian minority has become a major target for attacks by Muslim Brotherhood supporters and violence following the removal of President Mohamed Morsi last month. Scores of churches and monasteries have been torched, looted, or destroyed by Morsi supporters, and several Christians have been killed. The president of the U.S. Cops Association, Michael Meunier, spoke to Susie Hodges about the situation.
Well, I think Egypt is just beginning to get back on the path of peace and democracy. Under the Muslim Brotherhood rule, there were no peace or democracy for the majority of Egyptians. I keep hearing in the Western media that this was a democratically elected government and this was the will of the people. This was far from a democratically elected government. It may have come to power through ballot boxes and tons of violations that were not reported or ignored by the Western media. But for those of us who lived in Egypt, saw the violations in the elections and saw the will of the majority of Egyptians not being carried out by the pressures the Muslim Brotherhood put on many people, such as Christians and liberals, not to vote, not to go out. So even after they were elected, they chose to be an organization that worked just for their own self. They took over power. They excluded everybody else from the political process. So if we want to talk about democratically elected government, well, Hitler was democratically elected, and look what he did to the world. What's happening now in Egypt, it's not a fight between two gladiators. It's actually the Muslim Brotherhood deciding it's either they rule Egypt or they burn Egypt. And the military and the police are doing as much as they can to stop that. And you've seen the results. You've seen so far over 70 churches are burned and destroyed, and schools, Christian schools, and over 230 private properties of Christians. We've seen the slaughter of Egyptian servicemen in Sinai and daily attacks on checkpoints by terrorists. And this underscores one important fact that the West is choosing to ignore. The Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization. It cooperates with Al-Qaeda. We have jihadi fighters being arrested inside their protests every day now, foreign fighters coming from Pakistan, Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda fighters. We see exactly what they're doing in Sinai, having Al-Qaeda attacks on the military in Sinai. And we've known the statements of the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood. If you don't bring Morsi back, we will burn Cairo. If you don't bring Morsi, the minute you bring Morsi back, we stop what's happening in Sinai. So they're admitting, actually, that they are the ones that are perpetrating all these acts of violence.
Nonetheless, a lot of people are concerned about the fact that Egypt right now is being governed under an emergency law by the military that's giving it sweeping powers. Isn't there a risk that in their attempt, as you say, to deal with the Muslim Brotherhood, they are perhaps reviving some of that security state that was there when President Mubarak was in power?
Well, let me tell you something. In the last 2 years, without this security state that we're all complaining about now, there were no security in Egypt. In the last 2 years, there's so many acts of violence against Christians, churches burned, over 60 people killed. There were so many acts of violence against individuals. People were carjacked all the time. They were looting. They were stealing. There were every kind of act of violence you can dream of under the Muslim Brotherhood rule was taking place, and they couldn't do anything about it. Secondly, the military does not have sweeping powers. I met with the Egyptian president. He promised that he will delegate all his power to the prime minister. And that happened just a few days after our meeting with him. The military now is not using emergency law to do anything except arrest and try terrorists. The military is using that power to stop vehicles during the curfew hours and check what they're carrying and what they're doing. The Muslim Brotherhood have been sneaking weapons into Egypt from Libya and from other places and from Gaza over the past 2 years, building a private army for their own. And it's about time that we clean that. Egypt, during and under Mubarak, did not have over several million pieces of weapons because the tough laws were and were stopping terrorists, were stopping outlaws and everybody else from using these. So I don't see the military abusing freedom or disrespecting the rights for Egyptians right now. We don't have any Islamist or non-Islamist saying that the military is going crazy with these powers, going house to house, arresting people or using those powers to even put people in front of military courts. None of this has happened. All what's happening is the military says the emergency law is the only thing that's going to give me power to put a curfew in so people are not all over the place at night burning buildings and killing Christians and burning churches and committing these acts of violence. And we see both churches, the Catholic Church, we see the Coptic Church, we see the Evangelical Church, or all three churches in Egypt, the major churches, are all supporting the military and all supporting the police. There is a reason for that. We see Al-Azhar supporting the military and the police. There is a reason for that, because everybody seen what the terrorist organization of the Muslim Brotherhood can do in a few hours. So I understand that to the West, we're not used to having this. This probably is such a unique situation. The military did not go on its own and decided it's going to remove Morsi. The people wanted Morsi out. I was one of the people. I was one of the 30-plus million that protested wanting Morsi out. And I was also one of the people that was kept out of the political process by Morsi and his supporters. And we all sat there in the political process trying to work something out with him. And all what he continued to do is continue to install ministers and governors and everything from his political gang, the Muslim Brotherhood, and try to actually threaten and intimidate. Journalists were arrested. The members of the opposition were arrested. He was not doing anything by the stretch of the imagination that makes you think this was a great guy for Egypt, this was a great ruler, this was a democratically operating government that we needed to protect or we need to actually support.
Can I interrupt you there? So how would you describe right now the mood among Egypt's Christian minority? Are they hoping that the current turmoil will soon be over and that they will, this backlash by Muslim Brotherhood and Islamist supporters that have been attacking and burning churches will end?
Well, obviously, we are hoping that this will end, but we are also more resilient and we're also wanting the West to understand that this is a terrorist organization. We want this not to end in a way where it's not concluded. If it ends when it's not concluded, we're going to have terrible infightings and continues on. This needs to be concluded by listing the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization, by confiscating their money, their weapons, and their leadership that is calling for burning churches daily. I mean, 2 days ago I was on TV with one of the spokesmen of the Freedom and Justice Party, which is the Muslim Brotherhood political party. And he was inciting violence against Christians publicly. I mean, blaming Christians for removal of Morsi and not having the slightest sympathy or condemning violence against churches and telling that this needed to be understood because people are angry. Well, we are thinking what's happening to Christians in Egypt is a price that we have to pay and everybody else has to pay for a long-term freedom. I know everybody is wondering and worrying about would there be any freedom under the military rule. But what we know and what we experienced in the Muslim Brotherhood rule in Egypt for over a year is there was no freedom and there was no protection for Christians. And our churches were burned and Morsi did nothing. People were killed on the streets because they're Christians and Morsi did nothing. And it was getting worse and much worse. He put a constitution that completely isolated Christians, completely took away their freedom of religion. He put put Egypt on the path of a Sharia law that would significantly have curbed and reduced the number of Christians in Egypt. So we are definitely hoping things to improve. And what we hope for more is that the West understands what's going on in Egypt, that the West comes to the aid of most Egyptians, Christians and Muslims, and decides that by continuing to criticize what's going on, they're providing the Muslim Brotherhood a political cover to continue to operate. The Muslim Brotherhood were not even protesting after Morsi's removal. As soon as John McCain went to Egypt, and as soon as Senator Lindsey Graham went to Egypt, and as soon as the U.S. foreign minister went to Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood felt empowered. When the people start negotiating with them, they felt more empowered, and they start threatening, and now they have to carry on their threats. So the key to this is the international community, instead of trying to gang up on Egypt, such as what was happening yesterday at the EU, they need to gang up on the terrorists, and they need to denounce acts of violence against Christians, against their home, against their property, and denounce them being used as a scapegoat by the Muslim Brotherhood to perpetrate their violence and attempt to come back to power through violence.